Yes, it's the Goldbergs. You know, the other day I sort of accidentally overheard two ladies talking over the back fence. One of them sounded very indignant.
Look here, Mrs. Murphy, are you trying to say I don't know how to wash clothes?
All I said was, imagine washing dirty overalls and rayon slips with the same granulated soap.
But, Mrs. Murphy, I use new Dust. It's a new kind of granulated soap, and it's wonderful.
Oh, really?
Yes. You see, Dust does all three kinds of wash. Work shirts, towels, right down to your rayons and nicer colored washable.
Well, glory be, one soap for everything on wash day. I would have thought such a thing was possible.
No, I guess Procter & Gamble did when they made this new Dust. Why, take a look at that wash I just hung out. See those rayon slips?
Sure, and they do look grand and bright.
Thanks to Dust. And look at those work shirts washed with this same new Dust. And see how nice and clean they are.
Well, yes, I see, but I'm thinking you had to scrub hard.
No, I didn't. Why, no soap I ever used gets clothes clean easier than new does.
Oh, will you listen to that
and
now?
And best of all, look at those snowy white towels and sheets.
Sure, and they're as white as the driven snow.
Aren't they, though? Honestly, I've never seen whiter washes than I get with does.
Yes, that's what a lot of ladies say about does. They've never seen whiter washes. In fact, does gets clothes whiter, far whiter than any number of other soaps. But remember, Dust does all three kinds of wash. Towels, work clothes, to pretty rayon undies. Honestly, once you try Dust, you'll see it's not just a new improvement of an old soap, but a really new kind of granulated soap. Just follow the Dust line to your store today and look for that big red and white box with the name D-U-Z Dust. Then, next wash day, let Dust do everything. And now, the Goldbergs. Well, Molly Goldberg is in New York, marooned among her friends. She came down to New York to put Rosie on the train for Florida. It seems that Rosie's in love with Walter Jerome, a young man who is already engaged. And Molly thought that it would be fine for Rosie to stay at Tante Elka's until it all blew over. But already Rosie's called to say she wants to come home. And on top of that, Molly missed the 4:30 train to Lassenbury. Listen.
Hello, Jake.
Hello?
Just 1 minute, dear. Just 1 minute. I want to close the door. The girls are inside, and I want to speak to you personalized, please. Mrs. Malenka and Mrs. Huckabee, and then all the girls upstairs. Just hold on. I want to speak personalized. 1 minute. Hello? Hello, Jake?
Yeah?
Jake, dear, what train can I make to Lassenbury now, Jake?
Sammy is looking at your timetable. Hold a while.
All right, I'm holding.
Don't be nervous, Molly, please. You get home.
No, sir, what train?
Hello?
Hello?
There's no more two train to Lassenbury.
And it's not true?
Then you have to change three times.
Never mind, three times.
Wait, hold.
I'm holding.
Sammy thinks maybe there's another line. Oh.
All right, hello?
Hello?
Hello, Jake, dear. Jake, do you want me to call Rosalie? Maybe if I talk to her.
What could her calling do?
What did she say exactly to you?
She wants to come home.
Then should I wire for her to come home?
On the contrary, Sammy and me were thinking that we should wire her that you were going there.
Oh.
It's nothing that we can decide on the spur. One day more or another is not a catastrophe. She's on the floor with the strangers.
What does the timetable say, no?
Sammy is looking. Hold.
I'm holding.
Don't hang.
I'm not hanging. Darling, if there's one train, then I'll have to change three times.
Hello?
Hello?
The only train is this one. You'll have to change three times.
The only one on the line, huh?
Stay on that until tomorrow. They come home on the morning train. I don't want you to change three times.
Why do you think I shouldn't call Rosalie? Why?
Because.
After all, I could call like
Molly, Molly, don't put fire on oil.
Is family there?
Yes. But it's enough already. This isn't a local call.
Hold, 1 minute, dear, hold. Come in. Mikey.
What?
Hello.
I'm Mikey Bloom.
What Mikey Bloom?
I'm Mikey.
What Mikey?
Oh, hold on.
Hello, Mrs. Gold.
I'm Mikey. I'm
Mama
Mikey.
Told me you were here. I came home on furlough and I surprised her.
Well, let me look at you, Mikey. Hello, Jake. My Mikey's here with a uniform.
What?
My Mikey Bloom is with a uniform. Oh, Mikey, where's your short pants?
Well, I'm a big boy now. I grew up.
A soldier.
Hello? Hello?
Hello, Dave. I'm Yes. Mike used to go to the class to talk to you. Here, dear.
Hello, Mr. Goldberg.
How are you, Mikey?
Fine.
You're my protector now, Mikey, huh? The young are taking care of the old, huh?
Well, isn't that the way it always is, Mr. Goldberg?
Mikey, little Mikey.
Oh, Mr. Goldberg, is Sally there? I'd like to talk to her.
Hey, Sally, here, pulling a telephone on my head. He wants to talk to you. Oh, Mikey.
Oh, Sally, gee, it's good to hear you.
Well, how's it going, Mikey?
Well, I'm in signal corps.
Well, how do you like
it? Well, it's interesting. Look, what are you doing, Sammy?
Well, I'm still at college.
Oh, did you get a deferment?
Be careful how you talk because of my mother. I enlisted already. My father knows what my mother does.
Oh.
And they gave me time to get my degree. I'm going to summer school to shorten.
Oh, I see. Gee, that's swell, Sammy. I'll be taking orders from you.
You'll be a general by then. Well, how are the fellas?
Well, most of them are in. Hal's in the Air Force.
Well, I thought he was too weak to walk.
His mother used to think so the way she babied him. But he was perfect.
And how's Danny?
He got married. He's got some kind of a job in Washington. Look, what do you do there all day, huh?
Well, I just work and wait.
Gee, I'd like to see you, Sammy.
Well, can you come out?
Well, I don't know. Look, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you a ring.
Oh, fine.
Well, so long, Sammy.
So long.
Bye.
Oh, Orange, Mikey, you hung up?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. That's all right. Mr. Goldberg will call me back. Oh, let me look at you, Mikey. Oh, let me look at you. How do I look?
You look worried, and I know why. Mama told me. I'm surprised at you, Mrs. Goldberg. You were always the smartest one in the neighborhood. And now you're acting as if you didn't know how unimportant all this about Rosie is.
Your mother told you?
Well, she told me all about Rosie and this fella. Since I was the first beau Rosie had. You remember she was 8 and I was 10. Well, I think it's all right for me to know. It's unimportant, Mrs. Goldberg. Everybody in the world is up to their necks in something so big. Sending DeRosie to Florida to escape being sorry for herself seems... Well, how does it seem?
Well, Mikey...
Of course, I'm not anyone to give you advice. But if you want to think about something, think about Sammy. Rosie's a baby, and whether she's in love or not doesn't much matter right this minute. You never die of a broken heart at 17 or 70 either, I suppose.
Well, what do you mean about Sammy?
Sammy and I are the same age. And we're thinking about a few things, which you ought to be thinking about, too. Look at me. This isn't a $22 suit with two pair of pants.
I know, Mikey.
So let Rosie come home or leave her there, but stop worrying. You were always an optimist with a lot of faith in human nature. But we need it now. We need people like you home so that we don't feel we're wasting our time. If you're home worrying about Rosie falling in and out of love, life isn't just going on for us in an ordinary way. This isn't the way the world is going to be, the young men in uniform going off to the wars every 20 years. That's what the fight's about. We want to stay home too and fall in love and have families and do our work and get old. We can't now. We like to feel that this effort, which we're all so anxious to make, it's the same effort the folks back home are making.
You're right, Mikey. You're right. Oh, Mikey, you're right. And even a woman like me wants to keep her shoulder to the wheel. But Sammy think I have my head in the sand. He knows, and I know. As soon as the school is finished, he'll be with you. We know it. We don't talk about it. There's nothing to say. It's something to do. But Rosie's my child, Mikey. And if she's hurt, so I'm hurt. If she cut a little finger, my finger would hurt too. And feelings are important, Mikey. Her feelings, and your feelings, and mine, and everybody's. A person don't have, a mind with one track. Everything fits in, Mikey. The boy's going away. The mother's being sorry and happy too because we all believe, Mikey. We all believe that Rosie falling in love, Rosie being hurt, it's Mikey, darling? It's all one thing and we have to live it all of it at once, Mikey. Excuse me, dear.
Hello, are you home?
Yes, I'm home.
That's the only train.
Well, that's the train I'm taking.
Three changes.
Three changes is also a hardship, Jake. For his sake, I'm ready to change a million times.
Molly's ready to rush home, ready for bigger things. But she'll soon realize that life doesn't always select the big events as the most important of human feelings. And Rosie is in love. You know, if your married daughter comes home for a visit and finds you using a halfway soap for dishes, I bet she'll say, Mother, why do you bother with bar soaps? They don't have real speed. And why put up with those tough granulated soaps? They're so short on safety for your hands. Yes, why struggle with halfway soaps when new Dez is here? You know, Dez is that new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash, and it has everything for dishes, too. From whirlwind speed to greater kindness to your hands. Just notice how wonderfully soft and smooth your hands feel after doing dishes with Dez. Actually, Dez is the only leading granulated wash day soap to treat your hands with such extra gentleness. Yet, no soap made speeds through dishes faster than Dez. It cuts even tough grease without any hard scouring. Honestly, you can tell by the suds how different Dez is. Try it. Dez has everything for dishes. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. Next time, we investigate a matter of crossed letters. This is James Fleming wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Dez, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash. Yes, it's the Goldbergs. It's the Goldbergs.